is Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. From the picket line, strikers claim Stella Dora's cookies leave you with a sour taste.
4 months they've been out, 135 workers, primarily men who are Latino and women, now in their fourth month on strike, and they are confronting a difficult Christmas on the picket line. Stella Doro has refused to negotiate its demands to eliminate holidays, vacation, sick pay, slash wages and pension benefits, and impose crushing health care premiums.
Stella Doro is demanding that the workers return to work without a contract in an effort to break the union. The workers are standing strong and none have broken the line to return to work. Now from the picket line, Stella Doro cookies leave a sour taste.
We're here on Broadway and 237th Street outside of the Stella Doro factory in a very icy cold day. Hardly the Christmas cheer and spirit. Let's find out who's here and what his relationship is to the picket line.
My name is Michael Filippo. I'm a lead mechanic in Stella Doro. I worked there for 14 years and I'm also a union representative. We've been here since August 14 because tried to negotiate a new contract and the company, bring with our partners group, they came to the table and they was asking from 80% of the workforce to give them back a dollar every year for the next 5 years. The average salary there is about $18 an hour. So for the next 5 years, they're going to take a dollar back. And the year 2012, these people is going to make $12 an hour, $13 an hour. And they're going to have to pay $1.50 for their benefits. Plus, they have to give back their sick days, half of their holidays, and 1 week vacation. This is outrageous, actually. That's why we're here, and we're going to be here as long as it takes. Whatever it is, we're going to stay here. We're going to fight for our rights and our salary.
Tell me a little bit more about the work that you did in the plant to give a sense of the kind of effort that goes in to creating the products that people consume, and something about the other workers. Who are they?
I was a mechanic in there, and my responsibility was to maintain the machines in there, which is very, very old machines, and they need a lot of people to be creative to fix those machines because the parts is obsolete, and we used to make our own parts in there to maintain those machines. People, they actually love this place, that the people who work in there is like a family, because that's how we used to work from previous owners, the family. They treat us like a family, and we love the place like a family. We have all kind of people, all kind of nationalities, Europeans, Hispanics. We have all kind of nationalities from all over the world, and they are very united. Then they get along with different languages, different cultures, and we all are there because we love our job. We love all the cookies we used to make. Now we've been here in the street because of the company.
So tell us more about this company that bought up Stella Doro from Kraft a few years back.
Okay.
That's put you out on the street here.
The name of that company is Bringwood Partners Group. They investor company. They buy small places, and they go there and they take the unions away and make them work for cheaper labor. So they resell it after, and they make a lot of money. That's how these people work.
Do you know any other firms that have taken over that they've done the same kind of thing with?
Yeah, they take a purchase company in Pennsylvania, make purchases, but I don't know the name exactly. And they did the same thing there. You know, they went there and they reduced the salaries and all kind of, and give it a hard time to working people there, you know?
I know there are scabs in there now. Do the scabs have any capacity to really keep this place running?
No. These scabs, they have no clue about making cookies, so I don't care how long it's going to take. They're never going to make a perfect cookies like we used to make. They're probably running 40% of the capacity right now because they never be able to make some kind of cookies. They're never going to make it because they don't have the knowledge to make it.
And are the negotiations now continuing, or are they completely broken off?
The 17th of this month, we have a day, we sit down on the table, and the only thing they want to withdraw from the pension plan, they don't want to pay the pension. So in an exchange, they want to give us 401k. Who's going to want 401k this time of a year, which everybody's 401k take a big dive? We're not going to give them our pension. Right now, they're paying about $3,800 a year for each person for our pension, right? They want to take that $3,800 and give us like $700 worth of the 401k. So we're not going to agree with that. It's no way to give our pension back and take 401k. No way.
Is the community supportive? Do they understand we're really in the hub of the transportation aspect? I mean, we're near the McDonald's and the Rite Aid and the subways going by every 2 minutes. Do people who pass by understand and act supportive with the primarily brothers that are out here on the picket line?
Actually, the community is very, very supportive. There's people passing every day, bring us coffees, butter rolls, cookies, bring us all kind of stuff.
Stella Dora.
No Stella Dora cookies. The other day, we have in the police prison, we have a meeting with the community leadership, and they help us out because we try to put some chairs here for the, because we have a lot of old ladies to sit down, and the police was denied it before, and the community with Senator Coppell, he helped us out, and they agreed to let us bring some chairs and the table to put it in the side over here in the sidewalk to sit down, because it's a lot of hours they stay in here, and it's very tiring to sit on your legs all these hours, you know.
So no Stella Dora cookies for the holidays or in the new year?
No Stella Dora cookies. No contract, no cookies.
Say that again?
No contract, no cookies.
I like that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Who else should we speak to? Well, I've just been educated. Initially, I thought it was virtually, if not all men, that were in the plant. And now I've been told that it's about 50-50. And I'm here with a rather cold. She just ducked into a car briefly to warm up, which is entirely understandable. But one of the women who works in the plant and has been out here for 4 months. And if you can tell us who you are and the kind of work that you do in the plant.
I'm Sarah Rodriguez. I'm a supervisor on third ship. I work here for 11 years. I have 2 kids, and we've been here for 4 months and 1 week.
And what kind of work do you do in the plant?
I'm in charge of the packing people. They pack the cookies, so I'm in charge.
And how come a supervisor is out here?
Well, everybody's out here. None of us have crossed the line. So all of us, 136 employees, all of us are here.
But there are scabs inside, and they're making good cookies.
I know they're making a little bit, but I know they're not good cookies. There's no quality control inside. We worry about the people that's consuming the cookies because they're not good cookies.
Sarah, how long have you worked in the plant?
11 years.
What does it mean for you, for your family, for your children, for you to have been out these 4 months? How does it affect you?
It's been affecting me a lot. I'm a single mom, so my kids, my family depend on me and my salary, and it's been very difficult, especially this time of this year. We're on the holidays, and it's not been easy. But we had to do just to be here to get our job back, hopefully.
And what does the company want to take back from you?
They want to eliminate sick days. They want to take a week of vacation. And they want to take the holidays. They also want to take medical benefits. They only wanted to cover like 20% of medical benefits.
How do you understand this? I mean, you've worked here 11 years. Are you surprised? Are you shocked? Are you angered by these demands, which it seemed to me would completely break the union?
We are very angry. You know, we never said it like this before. We had a strike back before, but we never see something like this before. After these people took over after Kraft, they just wanted to keep all the money for them, and we don't agree with that. We have a lot of support for a lot of unions. They come to support us. We have 3 rallies, and we have a lot of people that come around, people in the neighborhood. They stop by and say hello and see how we're doing. We have a lot of support from other people.
And what's the message that needs to be driven home to people who are listening to this broadcast about our sisters and brothers who are out on the picket line for 4 months in front of the Stella Doro plant at 237th Street and Broadway in, I'm still debating whether it's the Bronx or Riverdale, but I guess it's the border.
You decide, is it the Bronx or Riverdale?
It's the Bronx. It's part of the Bronx. Riverdale is part of the Bronx.
Okay, what's the message?
Okay, we just wanted to ask the people to support us by not buying the products, by not buying the cookies, because these cookies are not good. These cookies are made of scabs, which they don't know how to make the cookies. They just go by over there, and we see them passing by every single morning, and these people don't even know how to make the cookies. So we just ask the people to support us by not buying the products.
No contract, no cookies?
No contract, no cookies.
Is there anybody we could write to or anything like that to express our outrage at the horrible abuse of a dedicated, committed workforce?
Yes, you can call the company and let them know what you think about the cookies. The product that's coming to the market, if you go to all the supermarkets, if you see, you can tell the difference by looking outside the packages they now make of us. The cookies, they don't look good.
So we're going to call Stella Doro and say, no contract, no cookies, I'm not going to buy them. Let's do that in unison.
No contract, no cookies.
Jerry still looks a little warmer because he emerged from temporary respite in a car because it is cold out here. And Sarah just pointed you out and said one of the best mechanics of it all, they could barely get the plant running without you. Do tell us more about your role in the plant, who you are, and what are you doing out here?
Yeah, I'm Jerry Fleck. I'm a lead packaging mechanic. I've been with Stella Doro 27 years. I'm the morning setup man. I come in early. I get everything set up and ready to go, and then I maintain it on the breakdowns.
What do you mean early? Like, just what time?
Oh, I start at 5:30 in the morning. I get at 4 o'clock to come here. Yeah, I live in upstate, about 35 miles from here, so I got a nice travel, but it's worth it. You know, like I said, I've been here 27 years. It's a good place to work. You know, we had great benefits. The pay was okay. It was plenty of overtime, and I like my job.
So what are the issues here? They're trying to take away everything?
Yeah, just about. You could say that. Eligible for 12 sick days. They want all 12 sick days. People like me that's been over there 20, I have 5 weeks vacation coming. They want to take a week away, cut me down to 4 weeks. They want us to pay 20% of medical, which we never paid before. They want no increase in the pension, which I've been here 27 years. I've done about 7 contracts, and we've always got money on the pension. We've always got wage increases. We never paid for medical. They want to completely change the language of the contract, which would make the union practically non-existent. Yeah, they do want to do that. They're looking for changes in the language of the contract also.
Well, at this point, can you folks sustain this picket line? You obviously have tremendous stamina and commitment and dedication. You've got 27 years as a worker, and you've got 4 months on the picket line. How do we keep this going? How do we continue to build support for the workers out here?
Well, we stay united. We stay united. We keep each other strong. We know that it's going to end one way or the other. Labor Board is involved. We filed complaints with the Labor Board against them for negotiating in bad faith, which they didn't negotiate at all for the first 3 months, and the Labor Board got involved, and they kind of forced them to negotiate. So they had a meeting a few weeks ago, which, you know, they came up with nothing. Basically the same thing. They knew we were going to reject it. The Labor Board kind of forced their hand, and we're waiting for some more complaints against them through the Labor Board, and hopefully that'll get us somewhere.
So at this point, it looks like the boycott is the main weapon.
Yes, I think the boycott should have been done a little sooner. It's picking up a little steam now, and maybe it will make a difference.
Jerry, let me ask you this. Are there any local politicians and other prominent figures that have shown their support for the workers?
Oh, yes, they have. Many of the local politicians have come by, you know. They try to do what they can. Sometimes you see a little bit of difference, and sometimes they don't. We were promised some buses, but I think that's coming along, too. We're talking about getting buses to take a ride to the headquarters of Brianwood Partners in Connecticut and protest outside that office. I would like to do that.
We'll certainly be on the bus with you because we have to do everything, obviously, that we can to make sure that the women and the men, the Stella Doro workers who have been here these many years, are back in the plant making the kind of products that we used to like to eat but certainly won't now. No contract, no cookies. Anything else you'd like to tell us about how this has affected you emotionally, financially?
Oh, definitely, both ways. You know, of course, financially, I'm just getting by on unemployment, cutting back, even have to cut on back on the Christmas gifts this year like everybody else. And there's been a couple of sleepless nights. You know, you worry, you think about it. You think about your future. I worked all these years. I'm not used to this. So, of course, it weighs on your mind. You know, I have a family to support. I have a daughter. My mother-in-law lives with me. She had a stroke 12 years ago. You know, I have to support her also. And it's tough on everybody.
Jerry, thank you. We'll see you back in the plant soon. We know there's going to be a righteous contract.
And we'll all eat cookies.
Thank you very much, guys.
I understand that you actually just today got a letter of response to the demands and concerns of the workers from the plant. Can you tell us essentially what the letter said?
Well, this is about the second letter we've received already. This is a letter trying to put fear into our people that are striking again. And they're basically saying that they have 60 positions open, and anybody's welcome to go in there on these positions and continue to work without the union, saying we cannot be penalized by the union. If we're not sure of that, find out through the lawyer. Again, I call it a letter just trying to bring us down, put fear into us, which I don't understand how they're going to operate with 60 employees when we're 140. They have 25 there now. They ain't producing anything. So basically what they're saying, that we want to cross the picket line to go under their demands. We'll have our jobs. And it's not our jobs. It's what they want us to do now. And that's unacceptable. They tried to do this before. This is the second letter we've gotten already. I call it letters, try to bring down the strike. And eventually the people here understand that. We're not going to go back regardless in any way unless we get our contract the way we told them the first time, okay? Because right now what they really want to do is do without the union and take everything away from us. That's unacceptable. So basically, we'll continue to be out here, and they can get them 60 positions filled by somebody else, not by our employees.
You think this is an indication that they need workers and can't get them any other place and need the workers from here back?
Oh, that's definitely. We're the only ones that can basically run this place. Everybody that's out here has got 15 years and more of service. I'm a veteran there for 29 years. I'm a foreman. So that's basically what it is. That's a sign of their weakness. We know that. We're brighter than that. They're showing us their weakness. They cannot operate without us. This is another mistake in their part. They're trying to go through every plan in the alphabets, and they failed. Now they're going to plans on the alphabets backwards, and it still ain't working. Basically, they're telling us they really do need us, but if that's the case, it's 140 of us. It's not 60. And they got to do it by the book, the table, sit down on the table, fair contract. We didn't come here to put a hole in these people's pocket. We were very modest and honest to these people. Leave it the way it is, and we continue to work. This is all about greed. A landmark here for 75 years, they're destroying it. And that's the bottom line. No contract, no cookies, and that's where we stand by.
And you are a brother?
I am a brother. And all you are my brother.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Eddie Marrero. And again, I've been here for 29 years. I'm a foreman. And there ain't nobody going to break the strike. They tried to do it. I was incarcerated for 5 days. Because of this strike, I'm still here.
I didn't even know anybody had been arrested. What happened?
I was arrested for 5 days. They had a warrant on me in Connecticut. Eventually, you see the flyers we're giving out. They have their telephone number, house number. So eventually, people have been calling his home from all over. They accused me of making one of them calls just by listening to a tape and having my supervisor of 29 years and two others saying that's Eddie Marrero's voice. All they have is a tape, which I don't need to make that call because I'm letting them know what the strike is all about here.
You were arrested and incarcerated for 5 days?
5 days I was locked up in jail. Now I'm fighting this in court in Connecticut, which they have really nothing on it, but eventually you got to go through the whole procedure. This is how they're trying actually to bring us down. It was actually 4 of us have been arrested already, but like I said, they haven't put a dent on me, and they ain't going to put no dent on me. I'll be here until this is over.
And are you getting support from the union on the court case?
100%. The lawyer's taking care of it. They posted my bond and bail, which it was $20,000.
So we got two chances now. We've got no contract, no cookies, and free Eddie Marrero.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
you want to tell Stelladoro Board Chairman Henrik Hartung to negotiate a fair contract, let me tell you, 4 months they've been out, 135 workers. Call 203-972-8082. That is 203-972-8082. Board Chairman Henrik Hartung, give the Stelladoro workers a fair contract. And until then, no contract, no cookies indeed.
Writer, performer, hip-hop theater artist, poetic activist, and community healer, please put your hands together for Aya De Leon.
Have you ever seen somebody wake up? Round marble rolling beneath the eyelid just before the lashes blink apart. Sleep, the leading cause of waking when we got gas, houses, everything prices rising and the nation goes from complacent to disgruntled and don't nobody want to stay this whack-ass course. South American mountain ranges murmuring, turning over in their sleep as the body of Bolivia feels the massage of a million indigenous feet marching for Evo Morales. Have you ever seen somebody wake up? A roommate, a lover, a baby, that moment of where am I before inkwell pupils adjust to light? And I know some of us have been feeling despair and depression, but I don't care how much Prozac Big Pharma prescribes. Can't nobody keep the human spirit asleep indefinitely. I said, somebody is getting ready to take the red pill today because I have seen queer kids whose families have thrown them out on the street, left them for roadkill, stand up, rip the tire marks off their skin, and prophesy. I have seen survivors of rape reach inside themselves, rip the violation right out with a shriek that is part rage, part terror, part triumph. I know everybody doesn't make it. Eyes sometimes close and never open again. But if we got a 50-50 chance, then I choose to believe that some other human race on some other planet Earth will be the unlucky one, because I have seen lashes part, seen curving brown girls decide never again to trade sex for crack, seen mushrooms suck poison out of the earth and belch rose petals, and badasses like Indigenous Black Chavez gonna go thug wild on some petroleum crack and rock the block on those at their own game. Crew so tight, even political coups can't see the light. So if Cuba can stand strong and black and green and socialist 70 miles outside Miami and indie hip-hop still ain't dead, then we got brown South Bronx environmentalists cool enough to stop global warming, and Obama is only the beginning. I suspect some coalitions building with the ancestors. I heard the Kennedys been kicking it with Crazy Horse and Sojourner Truth, while Confucius and Che and Jesus and Albizu been chopping it up with Emma Goldman. But when Bayard Rustin came in to organize everyone together, Mahmoud Darwish came in to write the poem, while June Jordan invited the murdered teens from Oakland and all the legions of Iraqi children to have their say, and Tupac had to throw down a freestyle verse while Selena, Nina Simone, and La Lupe started to improvise on top. I heard it got so hyphy up in there that in the nearby realm of the unsettled soul still not at peace, Bull Connor and Heinrich Himmler wish they still had bodies so they could put on Obama t-shirts. Cause I said, however many freedom fighters the FBI and CIA killed, that only means we got more warrior ancestors to whisper in our dreams, rolling marbles under 5 billion eyelids, upper and lower eyelashes, kissing each other goodbye. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not where the power lies. It resides in these bodies, connected with these opening eyes. The ancestors cannot be confused by the views from the pews and the hues of the red, white, and blues on Fox News. I know some of us are running scared on some Rip Van Winkle, worried we gonna sleep forever. But have you ever seen somebody wake up. Brown, blue, hazel marbles rolling under lids, every shade of skin in every bed, pallet, mattress, sleeping bag on this rotating earth. Only a matter of time when somebody surfacing from dream smelling, grandmama cooking breakfast and singing a freedom song, somebody waking up on some liberated indigenous soil. I said, only a matter of time before we got so many marbles rolling in the rhythm of the earth and united ancestors whispering in our dreams, and we see we can win this thing and the people finally wake up!
Yes. Aya De Leon spoke at a forum sponsored by KPFA Radio and Green for All on November 11, 2008.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our new website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.
Buildingbridgesradio.org.